Hey, and welcome back to Lion's Den Podcast. We are on Season 2, Episode 30. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, we are kicking off a nice short. I like to keep them sweet short so you guys can get through them quickly. 6 minutes to seven, so let's get into it. Number one thing lately in the world and universe that we've been dealing with is people, when they are going through things, they tend to blame others, or they look at things happen to all of us, and being that rough and good or being amazing. So the number one thing that I have found is, especially if you're dealing in your business or in life with clients or people, always look at the positives. Positive people will rise to the top. The negative people who don't see the value in you, don't worry about them. You can't fix that. That's just one of the things in the world, in the universe. And value is the focus. So find your value. Finding your value is one of the biggest things that you can do today. And by doing that, sit down, think about all the things that you bring to your own life. So the amazing things, starting right off the bat with the day. What are you going to do today to show your own value to yourself? So pick me ups, whether that be some positivity, all the things you've achieved, the things you are working towards, how far you've come. Look back at the same time last year, look at where you're at, look at all the things that you've achieved, and just thank yourself for that. One of the other things that you can always do is look at the people in your life that have made a positive impact and a change. Thank them. Look at that, surround it, make sure that you're doing more and more with them, because finding your value is going to also help them out. It will help you as well, being around people that have positivity, amazing things going on in their life. Finding your value will also bring yourself up. Writing things down, I'm a big list person, as we all know. Write it down, figure out exactly, and getting ahead. So getting ahead on a week, finding your value, seeing how that impact is impacting your own life by getting ahead, finding out how useful you are, when you're useful, how the impacts, then you can actually get out and make bigger impacts in people's lives as well and enjoy your free time so that you're not worried about work and stresses. Do the work while you're there, then move on and do things that you love and enjoy. Finding yourself a lot of the time when you're in the deepest and darkest things, it's hard. Sometimes you find yourself, sometimes you get down and discover that you need more work, you need things, you don't have that reliability, you don't have those people in your life, so that's okay. We can always discover that, and realizing that maybe trying out new things, maybe discovering and working on yourself for a bit, you will find you'll attract others. The biggest thing, commitment in finding your value, is commit to yourself, commit to things, writing things down, committing to things, making sure that you make time for yourself, as well as when you're at work, make use of it. Don't waste time. Don't be on your phone wasting it, looking at things, what you could do, maybe this and that. Actually apply yourself and write it down. One of my biggest things that I have found in finding my own value in what I do is always learn, always getting out there, learning things, doing some new certifications, doing some readings, doing all of that. So my daily is reading in the morning, and then I get to work. I have my list of the week. If I can crush through some things, then get ahead and start doing things for the following week. That's one of the best things that you can do for yourself and making an impact on your life and others, because you will have more time, you'll have more energy, you'll have more freedom, and you'll actually feel way better about yourself because you'll be ahead rather than behind. Time as well. So another thing that people don't realize is in a day you only have so much time, so making sure that you have that is one of the best ways. So being useful, don't wasting it, because think about it this way: if you're in the middle of a day, we're finding our value in what we do and in our lives and making impacts. But if you waste away half an hour, add that on to the rest of the end of the day. So if you had an extra half an hour, say you're done at 8, but you had to stay till 8:30 due to that. Of course, things arise, things you can't control, but sit back, think about that, and realize that if you made more use of your time during the day, you get out more, you get more of a end of the day adventures, you get more things done, you can go for a walk, you can do a lot of that stuff. Those things can actually change your life and make a huge impact on you. Not wasting away time during the day, because in a week, if you think about 30, that's 2.5 hours just from work days. Weekends, another thing, you get caught up and do those things. You got to sit back, think about it, and then really start realizing where you are more useful, understanding that you bring value into everybody's life and you can actually do more for yourself and for others if you're taking advantage of your time in the day and moving things forward so you get out of your work and get to live and enjoy the rest of your evenings and basically social time. So, as always, challenging. How are we going to focus on finding your value? So, first thing, think of the top thing that you bring into your own life. What is the thing you have worked on the most in the last year? Whatever that may be. For me, it would definitely be time management. I used to waste well out of time in my week, pounding through a lot of work, getting through way more than I used to, being able to handle things. That would be my number one, because then I can actually have more free time. That would be number one. Now, finding your value, that would be number one, time management. I brought time management into my life so I can actually enjoy my social life more. Now, things that people have brought into it is the positivity and believing in me so that I can continue to bring my gym and fitness to the next level, whether it be myself or clients. And what I have brought to people is that positive vibe, the energy, and bringing the belief that they can do whatever they put their mind to and they can achieve it. So, finding your value, it's one of the best things. Time management, I've improved the most on helping people find what they can achieve and bring, and then finding as well the people that have helped me out and brought me up. So that would be today's focus. Find your value, think about it, and sit down, write it down, and make the most of today. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.